Welcome back to Zillennials Podcast. Today on Zillennials, we have our spring quarter in review for 2023. Lian, overall, how would you say that your spring quarter went?
I think overall, this quarter was a roller coaster. I think the first half of it was kind of hard, and then it got better.
That's good. Well, I mean, not being super difficult part, but the getting better part is good.
I thought that's what you meant.
Just thought I should clarify. Honestly, this quarter was surprising in a lot of ways. So as I think I might have mentioned last quarter, I'd started a new job outside of teaching. And I feel like this was just a lot of learning. A lot of learning how to grow into my role and learning how to become better at what I'm doing. And so I feel like it was a surprising quarter, a challenging quarter, but overall a good quarter.
I guess we could kind of dig in deeper, starting with what we normally do with our goals. So during the semester, I stuck with exercising pretty well, maybe 3 to 4 times a week. But I don't know if this is kind of cheating, since it's basically like the last month of the quarter. But the fitness trainer that I use online, she does monthly programs, but then for the summer, she does a 3-month program. And I actually bought the workout calendar for the first time because I was debating. I was like, it seems kind of silly because she posts to YouTube every day. Why am I spending $8, $9 on a calendar when I can just check YouTube? But the cool thing is she has the whole workouts for the month listed, the amount of time, if you need weights, and like links a stretch video. And I thought, you know what? This is a new summer program. You want to like get your workouts a little more consistent. Let's just splurge. And I thought it was a bit extra, but I'm actually loving having the calendar because I get to like cross it off and it makes me feel very accomplished.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. I feel like working out as a goal for me was going really well at first, but the last like week or two, there's just been some personal stuff going on. It's just made it challenging as I'm trying to get a whole bunch of things like organized. So I was doing pretty well up until like the last 2 or so weeks. But I will say one thing that I started to do more this quarter is I started to focus a little less on having like a designated workout. Like some days I would just walk a lot and I would walk like 20,000 steps and I would be like, that's pretty much my workout for the day. It's like I've done the walking of 2 days in one day. I think giving myself the grace to recognize that not everything always needs to be like, oh, we're working with weights or we're doing this really intense thing. I think that that has been something that has been really nice this quarter.
I agree with that too, because I think this past month has been a little different because I really was like, I want to do this program. But especially during the semester, some points were a little rough, like in the semester. So I feel like that kind of topples over into your workout routine / like your ability or desire to want to do it. And I know something I really tried to do is like on those days I hadn't worked out for a few days, I was like, okay, today do a stretch video, do yoga, go for a walk, like just do something to move your body. And I was like, something that I think it sounds like both of us were kind of doing this quarter was having those types of movement be equally as valid as a 30-minute HIIT workout.
Yeah, and I think that it's just nice because otherwise if you do the same thing all the time, you get bored. And it's nice to have a little change and then you're not as bored.
I do have an update on my reading goals. As you know, because I mentioned it in the last corner review, and as Kaylee knows probably because we've been talking, I have been epically behind because law school, my desire to read, plummets. But I am now ahead, according to my tracker. Not that this stuff really matters, but I'm just kind of excited.
I mean, that's a fantastic thing to accomplish. That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thanks. I think a lot of it is I've had the past couple weeks off, so I've just been reading all the time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been fun. Also, audiobooks save the day.
That is so true. I've been doing a lot of audiobooks and then also a couple more physical books. Lately, it's been like a nice mix because I feel like normally I'm very much like audiobook, like I don't have time for a physical book. But honestly, like I forgot how much I missed reading a physical book until I was reading it for, what was I reading it for? Spin the Dawn? That's what I was reading it for. So once I started reading Spin the Dawn, it was so much nicer. I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then I found out that I can read and walk on the treadmill. And I was like, my life has changed. My life has changed. This is amazing.
I appreciate a good audiobook, but I definitely notice a kitty has arrived. Sorry, I got distracted. I definitely notice that my attention isn't necessarily as good, whether I space out or, as I mentioned, my bad habit of leaving the audiobook running and just leaving the room.
Uh-huh.
So it's definitely a different experience. I think I like both of them, but there's just something special about picking up a physical book and just sitting there and reading it.
Definitely. So I think it's just really nice to like get back into that for a little bit. One thing I will say, though, and this is something that I will strongly encourage for people who are having trouble falling asleep. If you're having trouble falling asleep, one thing that's really nice to do is have like a really fluffy audiobook, like say like a Sophie Kinsella book where it doesn't really matter if you're listening super closely or not. Like you can get the gist of what's happened, or you'll go back and you'll re-listen to it and it'll be fine. But I will sometimes listen to those right before I go to sleep and set my sleep timer on it, and then I'll just fall asleep. And so it's kind of nice.
Yeah, I do that. I also do it with podcasts, too.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And then in terms of art goals, I feel like, generally speaking, I've been doing better, which is really great. I was not expecting it, but I don't draw all the time, but I have a little tracker where I can track and see how much I've done each week. And like normally I'll draw like a couple days a week, which is really great. I mean, it's more than I was drawing when I was teaching, because I feel like, well, scratch that. It's not necessarily more, but it's more drawing what I'd like to draw rather than drawing for work. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I feel like when I was teaching, I would draw all the time because I would have to show people how to do things. But it wasn't like I would ever make like a full drawing just to have for my own personal enjoyment. Whereas now it's more like, oh, I'm going to make a full thing to have just because I want to. And I feel like it's very freeing.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think there's definitely a difference between doing it for work and doing it for you. So I'm glad you have more time to do it just for you and just experiment and do what you want to do.
Thanks.
I think I skipped this the last quarter review, but I remembered that one of my goals was to stay ahead on editing. And I think I failed miserably. There was a period where we were about a month ahead. And then I was like, oh, we're a month ahead. Like, I don't need to do editing this week. And then you kept having that thought. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, next week's episode isn't edited. Whoops. So we're going to try to be a little better about having a more steady workflow. Because I think what I did is I really just cranked a bunch of episodes out at once, which was great because we got ahead. But then I just kind of didn't keep on top of it after that. And I know that's very helpful for our fall semester, especially.
I feel like that's kind of where I've been at with the art, too, is I feel like I've just constantly been posting late because I'll be like, oh, I was out of town, or like, oh, I was here and I was there, or, oh, I didn't charge my iPad. And I'm like, what am I doing? I'm like, I need to just make a couple and plan it out. I'm like, it's really not that hard. Don't know why it's been taking me so silly long, but for those of you who do follow our Instagram, I would like to apologize for all of my late posts lately. It's just, I don't know what's going on. I have no excuse for it. I've been really bad about it.
I think for me is I just needed to come up with a system that is sustainable. Because I think what happened is I cranked out about a bunch of episodes at once so that we had the buffer. And then I kind of burned out on editing. And so that's why I didn't want to do it for a bit. So I'm hoping because the summer is a little more extended, there's more time to get ahead without having that pressure of like, I need to edit like two episodes a week to get ahead.
I feel that. Yeah, I think I need to maybe just start doing like, I'm going to spend one day a month doing all of the art for the month and just do it.
Yeah, it's whatever works for you. Like some people, it's like, I want to spend all day and do the four episodes of art. And then sometimes it's like spread it out. I personally like to do the whole cut, like rough cut of the episode at once, because I feel like when I stop and go, I'm like, I don't remember what we said earlier, and it just like it's easier for me. So I think it's just finding what works for you. But I do have a confession that I've started setting up the template for season 4 because I realized our episodes are pretty much almost all planned for the rest of the year, so that if we have new ideas, we can plop them in.
Yeah, which is crazy to think about. I'm like, what do you mean all of our episodes are planned? And I was like, oh yeah, like we did plan a lot of episodes. I forgot about that.
We were really good about it last summer, about getting ahead in our planning. I think because we learned from my first year of law school, like we need to really have at least everything through the academic year planned.
Yeah, definitely through the academic year, because otherwise it just gets, I feel like otherwise it's just mentally some unnecessary stress where it's like, we don't have a topic. What are we going to talk about? And so I think it definitely helps to just have them planned and have almost all of our schedule done.
Because I think, yes, I would love to get the whole fall recorded. I think last year we did get almost every episode recorded, except for, say, some time-sensitive ones that we had to wait. But I think at the very minimum, the most important thing is just having the idea ready, because we can just record something really quick if we already know the idea.
Exactly, because I feel like even though outlining is nice, sometimes you don't need it as much as other times. Like, sometimes you really do need it. Like, if we read a book and we're like, I don't know what just happened in that book, we probably need an outline. But if it's something like, I don't know, talking about something that we enjoy, we don't need an outline as much as we would otherwise.
I think also as we've gotten more comfortable just talking, I think both of us have relied on them less because we're just like, oh, we'll just say whatever comes to our mind about this topic.
Yeah, which I kind of like. It makes our podcast feel a little bit more like chatty and conversational. So I appreciate that. So did you want to move on to highlights of the quarter?
Yeah. My highlight of the quarter, hands down, is getting my new kitty. She's right above me, if you can see her. I mean, the listeners can't, but Kaylee can. And her name is Ella.
Yeah, she was just staring into the screen. It was very cute.
She's adorable. She knows how to do tricks. I should send you the video. She knows how to do tricks. It's very cute.
So do you want to tell everybody a little bit about how you decided you were going to get Ella?
Yeah, I mean, I lost my cat in the fall, and I was very much like, I want another cat at some point. And so it was kind of wild because it was around spring break and we were supposed to go to Kyle's parents. And then we ended up not going. And then that morning was the morning that she was put up on the shelter's website. And so then I was like, oh, like, I think I want one. But like, and then like the night before, I was like, oh, I don't know. I was like, I still miss Sammy. Like, I don't know. And then the next morning when I woke up and she was up there, I'm like, there's a kitten on this website. Like, let's go and at least look. Yeah, like, let's go and look at her. And so we went up and she was adorable and yeah, took her home.
That's so cute. Was there any particular reason why you picked the name Ella?
Well, we were told that she came up from a shelter from South Carolina. And so in my head, I was like, oh, well, I want to name her something Southern, you know, connect her to her roots. Not that this cat really cares. And so then I was Googling like Southern names and we're just reading through names on the list. And then at one point, I don't remember it's on the list or if Kyle was just like, how about Ella? And so that was like kind of a family name. So I liked Ella and then he likes Ella because of the singer, the jazz singer. And so it worked out perfectly.
Oh, that's so cute. I love that.
She's the best.
I feel like that's such a good highlight.
Yeah, she was real great through the second half of the semester.
Very good for relieving stress.
Mm-hmm. I mean, poor little kitty is like, there's a whole nother year left, but I think she'll make it.
That's good. That's good.
What was your highlight?
My highlight would probably be, I have two, but I'm not sure which one I want to pick. Because one technically hasn't happened yet.
Pick the one that happened.
Okay, I'll pick the one that happened. So my highlight was probably going to Wisconsin for a long weekend. It was just really nice. The weather when we were up there was absolutely beautiful. And we got to go to a couple of nature preserves in the area and just go and hike around. And so it was really fun. Like, it was a very nice low-key trip, which I feel like trips that don't require a ton of planning are very underrated. But it was super nice to just be able to go up there for a weekend and just go and see all the nature sites. We also took pictures when we were walking around, my fancy camera. Yes.
Oh, you have to bring your fancy camera when you visit.
I will, and then we can take pictures, if you would like.
Yes.
But we saw a sandhill crane. We saw some sparrows, swallows. We saw swallows, which I don't think I had seen before. So I was like, oh, this is so cool. I mean, maybe I've seen them before and just not recognized that they were swallows, but it was very cool regardless. And we saw some other birds I didn't recognize.
I just Googled a swallow and they're kind of adorable.
Right? They're like very elegant. Like they look very pretty.
I have two things in response. One, I agree with you. Those vacations that like all the planning that is required is like planning far enough ahead to find the time, where you're going, and book the place. I think they are underrated because I did one like that recently and basically just sat outside and it was just nice. Like you didn't really have to do anything. Went for a hike.
Mm-hmm.
My second thing is I know that we're supposed to record a June book club. You said you left the book up there?
I did. I'm quite lucky that my library auto-renews things, so when my little brother goes up there, I'm going to ask him to retrieve said book. But I hope my library is not listening to this podcast. They'll know I'm an irresponsible book owner. Oh my gosh.
I mean, I think as long as you get it back by the time it's due. Although my question is, you are reading it now, so how did you acquire your second copy?
I am audiobooking it now. So I probably have their audiobook copy out as well as their physical copy out. So I'm so sorry if anybody wants to read this book. I am hogging it. I'm so sorry.
I just love that because I remember it being like something about scheduling the book club episode. And you're like, yeah, well, I left it in Wisconsin, so that's fine. We can delay recording.
Yeah. I was so sad, too, because I was like, oh, it's going to be great. I'm going to have this physical copy of the book to read it, and I'll just fly through it. It'll be so easy. No, I literally left it on the dresser. I was like, next time, next time. Do you have any challenges of the quarter?
I think one of the challenges of the quarter was applying for jobs, because, you know, this picks up. It can pick up towards the end of the fall, but I think the brunt of the work for most students happens during spring semester to find their summer job. And luckily, also as like an honorable mention highlight, is like it all worked out and I got employed for the summer and I'm excited about the opportunity. But I think the whole process is definitely a challenge of the quarter because job searching just, I feel like it's not great for the mental health.
No, it's definitely not. Because the thing is, you face so many rejections before you get an acceptance whenever you're applying to a job. Unless you're applying to a job that you are clearly overqualified for.
And I think each time you do it, at least for me, I've noticed I've gotten a little bit better at detaching myself from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at a certain point, it can still catch up to you. And just managing that on top of schoolwork, on top of like trying to see friends and family and also just wanting to play with new kitten. Like, she was great, though, because I was, like, a nice, pleasant distraction during that process.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it's also hard because I feel like, at least in the United States, a lot of our self-worth is tied to how we perform at our job. Because we identify so strongly with our jobs. And so when you're not getting the responses that you want back, whether that's for job applications or maybe when you're just working within your job, a lot of the times it's very demoralizing because there is this sort of expectation.
I think connected to what you're saying is when you think about meeting new people, I feel like one of the first questions is always, what do you do?
Yes. And I feel like, oh, I think that that question is kind of a bad question. And the reason being is because, one, it could potentially tell you something about them, like, oh, what do you enjoy doing? But a lot of people do not enjoy their work. A lot of people are like, my work is my work, and it's not what I want to do outside of my job. And then two, I feel like there's also like very classist undertones to that, where it's like if you're working a certain job, people are going to see you as, I don't know that I want to be friends with this person, or I don't know that I want to talk to this person because they're not working this certain job that I think is worth, quote unquote, more.
I think this is very interesting. I read this a long time ago, so I don't remember where I read it. And I'd be interested if any international listeners would have an opinion. But I've heard that it's like, I don't know if it's distinctly American or if it's Western or North American. But I know it's like, I think I read about it being a very American question.
Yeah, I think I've heard that too. And I think that kind of ties into America's whole like hustle culture, where it's like you always have to be looking for your next thing to make money and do something with your career.
I think like you're saying too is, what does that have to do? Because I feel like if you meet someone for the first time, you want to ask some questions because you want to get to know them, right? But I don't know. It's like what you said, where a lot of people work because they need a paycheck. And yeah. Also the whole, I don't know. Be kind of sad if, like what you're saying, if someone's like, oh, I do blah blah blah, and then the other people are like, well, I don't want to talk to them anymore.
I feel like people look at it in terms of networking, right? So if you are working a job that they're like, well, it's not going to help me in my network or in my personal business, it's one of those things where it's like, I could take or leave a friendship with them. I don't feel the need to put the effort forward, which is very sad. Like, I think it shouldn't be that way.
I think this goes into our whole other conversation that we've had multiple times too about how hard it is to make friends as adults.
Oh, for sure.
Do you have a challenge this quarter?
I do. For my challenge, just generally, I put it was learning all the things about my new job because the learning curve is steep. It's steeper than what I originally thought it would be. Like when I originally got there, I was like, oh, uh-huh. And now I'm like, oh, there's so much more that I didn't even know that I needed to know, that I do need to know. So I feel like just learning the things and trying to become better at what I do is a challenge.
I think I've heard somewhere along the job journey about how it takes like 6 months before you finally feel like you're comfortable in a new job. And I feel like when I've talked to people, they think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah, that's what I've heard too. A lot of people within my company say like it takes a whole fiscal year because so many of the things that we do are cyclical. And so I'm interested to see like this time next year, am I going to feel like, oh, I've got this. I know exactly what I need to do. Or am I going to be worried and like, oh, I need to learn how to do X, Y, Z. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
I think when you're a year in, you're obviously still new, but I think the fact that you've done the stuff before brings some sense of calm. Even if you're stressed on the day to day, I think you at least have the benefit of saying, I've done this before and I did it.
I survived.
That is what I told myself a lot this year. I'm like, you did this once before. You can do it again.
Definitely. So in terms of our books this quarter, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that these are our books. After Parties, Paris Bookseller, and Marrying the Ketchups. So which one was your favorite?
Okay, I think we'll differ on the favorite, but I think we'll agree on the least favorite. I think my favorite was Marrying the Ketchups, then After Parties, then the Paris Bookseller.
That's so interesting because my ranking was the same.
Was it? I thought you might have put After Parties first.
See, I considered it because I thought that there were like some good stories in there, but other stories I felt like I was just reading to read. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It was like one of those where I was like, some of them are really good and some of them are not my favorite. And so I think for that reason, I put it just below Marrying the Ketchups, because Marrying the Ketchups, I feel like, had this consistently like warm vibe. Although I do have to say I was not super into Marrying the Ketchups.
I liked it. I think I definitely, you can all listen to the episode. I think I definitely liked it more than you did. I don't know. I think it's something what you said. There's just something kind of like, it's weird because as we said in the episode, they're kind of all hot messes, but there's also something kind of like weirdly cozy about that book.
Oh, for sure. So it's so funny. The other day I was walking through the library with my boyfriend and we were walking by the books and I saw it on the shelf and I was like, oh, hey, we read that book for our book club. And I was like, do you know what Marrying the Ketchups is? And he was like, no, like, what is that? And I was like, oh, it's when you take two ketchups and one is almost empty and the other one's pretty full. And then you squeeze the almost empty ketchup into the full ketchup. And he was like, that's disgusting. And I was like, yeah, it is.
I mean, they don't really do that anymore. I feel like a lot of places just give you the little cup of ketchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I feel like marrying the ketchups is like a sanitary issue because you could have like 5-year-old ketchup in your ketchup. It'd be a little gross.
Yeah. I think out of all the books we read, I liked Marrying the Ketchups. I was kind of neutral about After Parties, and I disliked The Paris Bookseller.
Yeah, I feel like I was more neutral about The Paris Bookseller than you were. I don't think I loved it, but I was like, it felt like a leisurely walk through the park. It just felt like there wasn't a lot that happened in that book, you know?
The messenger boy.
He was annoying, okay?
I just remember in that episode, there was a very long rant about the messenger boy, and then I think I tried to change the subject, and then you just brought it right back to the messenger boy.
See, it's funny that you mention it now, because I'm not as pressed now. I think it was probably because I had just finished the book, and the messenger boy was, like, towards the very end of the book, and I think he just really bothered me at the time. Now I'm just like, messenger boy who? Clearly I don't remember very much of it.
It was so funny though, because you're like, Leon, wait a minute, I have to go back.
Oh,
I was like, I'm so sorry. Okay, Kaylee.
Thank you for putting up with me.
Oh, I loved it. I loved how, like, because he was a very minor character and you were giving him like main character airtime.
So in terms of favorites of the quarter, do you have any favorites of the quarter that you'd like to share?
I do. I think they've all been kind of crammed into the last few weeks, because that's when I've had a lot of free time. Watched a couple good Netflix shows. Watched The Diplomat, which I enjoyed. And then we also watched The Lincoln Lawyer, which was on like the saved list for a while. But I think during the semester, I'm like, I can't watch a TV show about a lawyer. Like, I just can't do it right now. But we watched it after the semester ended and it went pretty well. But I just remember when like certain things would happen, I would just chime in and I feel like Kyle was very amused.
That's fantastic. I feel like you must have had all the like lawyer hot takes where you're like, that's not how it's done.
Yeah. Or like, oh, that is how it's done. Or like something would happen and I'd say, well, they should blah, 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 blah. And then the next thing happened and then they did that. And I was like, huh, maybe they did their research.
Perhaps.
Also, Recipe Club just started again. So I'm very excited.
Oh, I feel like I need to check out that podcast. I feel like you've mentioned it before. That one and Novel Pairings.
I don't know if I mentioned it before, too. I've been listening to a lot of True Crime and Cocktails.
I feel like I need a pen so I can write these down.
Their whole premise is that they drink a cocktail while they're recording. And they started with talking about the Unsolved Mystery Show on Netflix. And then they've also branched out and done other cases since. And I just love it.
Oh, fun.
It just feels like kind of what you were saying about when we've got more chatty. It just seems like two people just having a great time together, talking about something they both are interested in. It's great. It's a great time.
I feel like I'll have to check that one out because I do love a good true crime show. Mm-hmm. That's something that I very much enjoy.
I started from the beginning. And I think for that type of show, it's kind of nice because you see the dynamic develop. And I think also they do a bit of chatting at the beginning before they get into the episode. And I think to have the background knowledge, if you just jumped into like last week's episode, it might be a little like doesn't hit the same.
Mm-hmm. I could see that, where it's like you need to have a little bit of the knowledge of what they talked about previously in other episodes to get some of like the inside things that are happening.
Yeah. One thing I enjoy that they do is like, obviously they're talking about, well, they start with unsolved mysteries cases, but they'll talk about like any sort of true crime stuff, but they'll try to pick something that happened in the case that they talked about and connect it to something that they happened or that happened in their own lives. And sometimes it's just kind of hysterical. And I love it.
That sounds completely unhinged, and I'm here for it. Favorites of the quarter. I was watching the show Shadow and Bone, so that one was pretty good. I have to say the second season I don't like as much as the first season, though.
Where do you watch it?
On Netflix. Yeah, but it's like, it's kind of like Game of Thrones, Harry Potter. I don't know, there's a lot of like magic and it's a little dark, but like it's kind of good. I kind of like it. I feel like the special effects and the costuming, though, for the second season are much better than the first season. The first season, it was real rough. And then other things that I've been liking music by this one artist named David, spelled with a 4 for the A, and another music artist also named David, David Kushner. I've really been liking his music. And then drawing portraits has been another thing that I've really been enjoying this quarter.
Yeah, it's been a roller coaster of a quarter.
It has, that's for sure. Our next book club is going to be Finley Donovan Jumps the Gun by Al Casimano, and that will be dropping on July 3rd.
We hope you enjoyed our discussion on our spring 2023 quarter. It's been quite a ride, so we'd love to hear how your quarter went. You can send us an email to zillennialspodcast@gmail.com or DM us at zillennialspodcast on Instagram. And don't forget to rate and review Zillennials Podcast on Apple Podcasts.